Last night, as I was going to sleep, the ancients that are here showed themselves to me. And as I'm standing here and looking this way, I can see them in the multitudes, and they're bowing to us. I wanted to share that vision with all of you. You're the ones, as I said earlier, that are being honored, that took this trip here. And for some of you, it was very difficult. And we know what you had to go through to make it here. So they honor you, and they love you. I did a chant earlier when I was preparing the pu'olo, and I'd like to do it again. It is my gift from them for you, and I will translate it this time. Mai ke kukui, mai kalani, mai kamaluhia, mai kalani, mai keola. Mai ke akua, mai ina mea pau. Mai ke akua, mai ke kukui, mai kalani, mai kamaluhia, mai kalani, mai keola. Mai ke akua, mai ina mea pau. Mai ke akua, mai ke kukui, mai kalani, mai kamaluhia, mai kalani, mai kahaoli, mai kalani, mai keola. Mai ke akua, mai ina mea pau. From the light, from the gods, from the heaven, from the stillness, from the heaven, from the happiness, from the heaven, from the life, from the heaven, from the gods, from the giver of all things. Mahalo and nui loa.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I know where I am. And for the listener, let me set the stage. And for those here in corporeal form who are enjoying this and feeling the energy of this, let me paint a picture for you as well. On the Garden Isle, today known as Kauai, in ancient Lemurian times known by a completely different name, you stand upon the shore, you hear the beautiful crashing of the waves, you feel the trade winds, the beautiful weather, the sun, in this spot called paradise. In this very place, there was snow, glaciers. But the heiau that you stand in now was not there then. For it always had to be next to the ocean. An interesting thing about sacred places all over the planet. Once they are sacred to one group, they remain sacred to the next. The crystalline grid of the planet records their sacredness. And even if one society is wiped out or goes away, another one will come and tend to build the sacred places in exactly the same places. I ask permission to give the information that I give next from the ancestors who walk in this place and always have, the guardians of this place and the sacredness of it, are known to us all. There are some places on the planet that must remain pure and sacred and forgiving. And whether it's in the southern hemisphere, or on the tops of mountains, or in the valleys of the deserts, or next to the shore, there are many of them, and this is one. And so the ancestors say, proceed, and I will. Lemuria, you stand upon it. And it's the remembrance of what took place here for humanity that you celebrate. And for those of you who actually walk the dirt of this place, you celebrate you in it. But all the old souls in this place and listening to this, we'll celebrate one of the processes that took place not only in this sacred heiau, but also on this island. The energy of the mountaintop, long before it was an island, was more than sacred. The energy was always pure love. Ceremonies of love took place here, and not just between human beings. Ceremonies of love to the ancients were the love of God, the love of the land, the love of the ancestors, the love of the children, the forgiveness of the warriors. That's love. Indeed, there are remnants of these things all over the mountaintops, the islands, to this day. But this particular heiau has remained in fairly good shape as well, because it was used a lot. The letter E in Lemuria is going to stand for emergence. Emergence is an interesting word in any language if interpreted correctly. But in our context, it's the emergence of the human soul. The awakening to the day of light. From the darkness which had no creator inside to a brilliant light that was inside every single human being. This was a celebration of life. And it was used daily, but also on special occasions, which were often daily. Weddings. They started in the ocean, of course. This heiau needed to be next to the water. It always has been. And through flood and hurricane, it remained. The sacred places that are covered by water to this day, if you could see them, you would recognize them. Very little grows around them. They are sacred, deep beneath the ocean, for the same kinds of reasons this one is sacred today. Christenings of children. On this island, in the traditions of this island, often celebrated here. Not always, for the traditions actually changed through the years. But when the heiau was serving its purpose as designed, the christening of children was about love. Today, you often call it dedication, baptism, whatever. The acknowledgement that the child belongs to the ancients, and the child belongs to the Creator, and the child belongs to Gaia. And it starts in the ocean, from where all life comes, said the ancients. And so the children would be here. And so the marriages would be here. The ceremonies of forgiveness would be here, as well as the daily ceremonies of life itself and renewal of all things every day. You emerge from a dark place into a light place, like the very creation story that let humanity emerge into the light and realize with free choice they had a creator inside. This heiau is about emergence of joy and creation and newness and life. Important. And everyone on the island knew what this was for. And all those on the island visited this many times. A shrine, if you will, looking very different than it did today, if you will. But you stand here in this, the year of 2014, when the shift begins to honor an emergence of this planet into a new energy that reflects what the heiau was built for. Do you see the connection, old soul? Can you see what the ancients are smiling about right now old soul. If you allow yourself, can you feel them here, Lemurian? Things are connected. It was not that long ago, dear ones. This planet has only come into emergence in the last 200,000 years, and the Earth has been here for 4 billion. It wasn't that long ago, and many of you were here. So this day, I want you to remember what you've learned about this place and the significances that are here. Let the ancestors sing the songs of remembrance, of joy. What are you emerging from, dear one, as you hear this? And where will it go from here? Celebrate today the land that you walk upon, for the ancestors do. And so it is.